Alright, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 199 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be continuing our series on Exodus chapter 18. This is going to be series 10. Again, if you missed any of the first 9 parts, I'll encourage you to go back and listen to it. You'll be blessed. I have been blessed so far by the series. So, I've been reading from the New Living Translation. I'm going to continue as such. And just again to provide some context, I'm going to start from verse 21. Although we've very thoroughly dealt with the principles from verse 21. But he says, "But select from all the people some capable, honest men who fear God and hate bribes. Appoint them as leaders over groups of 1,000, 100, 50, and 10. Now verse 22, we've kind of talked about some principles from verse 22. But there's one thing I want to bring out from here actually today. So verse 22 says, "It should always be available to solve the people's common disputes." They should always be available. Notice these are people that are leaders. And Jethro was telling Moses that these leaders had to always be available. So the question I want to ask you is this. As a leader, are you available to your followers? Are you a leader that is taking responsibility? Or are you a leader that is very aloof, very absent-minded with your followers? In fact, that's one of the big principles we're going to discuss in this podcast, is the principle of availability. The thing is, in whatever situation of life you're in, whether you like it or not, you're a leader in some way, shape, or form. So say, for example, you're a parent. You're a leader in your home. At your place of work, you may be a leader. In church, you may be a leader. Basically, there are probably a group of people that look up to you in some way, shape, or form. Are you available to them? Are you? Because this is something that many people, they take leadership positions. But they don't recognize that taking a leadership position comes with responsibility. And one of the major responsibilities of a leader is availability. Let me give you an example. You see, many times these days, we live in a world where parents are pretty much not available for their kids. You see the parent, they're at home, their kids are home with them. And let's say that parent and kid time, let's say together, they are together for like 10 hours. But from those 10 hours, the parent spends like 5 or 10 minutes actually spending time with their children. They may be sitting together, but the parent is like on their device or watching some movie or doing one thing or the other. And they just completely abandon the child. They're not available to that child. How do you expect that child to feel? Let me ask you this. God put you in that child's life. God gave you that child for you to impart certain things into the life of that child. But if you're not available because you're chasing shadows with your life, you're spending your life on things that have no eternal value, then you will not be able to impart into that child. I'm telling you this. This is one of the biggest failures of parenting that exists in the world we live in today. Parents are leaders, but those parents, they don't take charge. They relinquish their responsibilities of being available to their children, to technological devices, to social media, to the stuff that's seen on TV, to the stuff that's seen in the outside world. So those things are always available for your children. And let me tell you this, if something is not available, an alternative will be sought. Gonna say that again. If something is not available, an alternative will be sought. So if your children see that, man, my parents, they never talk to me. The only thing they can do is just yell and scream at me. The only thing they can do is just bark out an order. But they don't just seem to really care. They just don't seem to be really there for me. Let me tell you what's gonna happen. Then those kids will find something that will be there for them. For some kids, it's TV that then becomes there for them. For others, it's the phones. In fact, let me tell you this. Some parents by phones, by tablets, by technological devices for their kids, so that those devices will become babysitters for their kids, so that the parents can sit down, relax, and do what they need to do. And again, don't get me wrong, sometimes a parent is very busy at work and everything. But I will challenge you to say that if in this world we live in today, as a parent, you should be able to furnish, even if it's just 15 to 30 minutes of your time daily, to be available to your kids. Let them know that they have you 100%. Let them know that your attention is not divided. Because I'm telling you this, this characteristic of not being available has destroyed many homes, right? Even in a marriage, you notice one partner is not available to the other because that one partner is either working all the time, or that partner is, even if he's at home with the spouse, what are they doing? Well, one of them is like reading his newspapers or watching his basketball shows or doing this or doing that. You're not available to your partner. You're not available to your spouse. As that happens, that marriage will begin to shut down over time, right? So the lack of availability, it has problems that it causes. It has problems that it causes, right? You see some parents, they just buy a tablet so that, their child will be engrossed. But the thing is, what kind of training is the child getting from that tablet? And again, who knows the things the child will begin to stumble on in that medium, right? The child may be stumbling on pornography. The child may be stumbling on really bad worldly music. The child may be stumbling on many things that could be messing up their destiny. You also see this whole issue of availability in your place of work. Because let me tell you this. The fact that you don't have a title does not mean you're not a leader. Basically, let me tell you this. What is one of the simplest definitions of leadership? Leadership means taking responsibility. That's it. That's literally what leadership means. Leadership literally means taking responsibility. So, for example, you see at people's places of work, right? Especially now that we have this mantra of work from home. Work from home is a great thing. I'm not saying it's not a good thing. But many people have lost that principle of availability in working from home. You see people, when they work from home, their roles and responsibilities, they do the bare minimum possible, right? So even in people's places of work, they are not available anymore, right? They are workers, they're employed, they show up at work, but they are not available. You see these people, they come to work and they just mosey throughout their day. They're chitty-chatty all throughout the day. But the work for which they are being paid money for, they're literally not doing it. They're not doing it with all their hearts. The Bible says if your hand finds anything to do, do it as unto the Lord, right? Do it with all your heart. Do it as unto the Lord. Do it with all your heart. But you see many people these days, they're completely aloof at work. They're at work, but they are not actually there. They are not actually available. They're literally not available. And that work suffers. Like, to be honest with you, this, I'm going to say this from the perspective of a person that has worked in healthcare. And many healthcare professionals are under a lot of pressure. Don't get me wrong. You know, we have lots of patients we have to see. We have many problems we have to deal with across our patients. But let me tell you one cause that is almost like an unrecognized, but it's a very classic cause of delays within hospital systems. It's healthcare workers coming to work and they're not available. They're there, but they're not available. They're just doing things in the slowest way possible. They're being very aloof about the things they're doing. So it just kind of grinds care to a halt. They're not coming to work willing to take responsibility to, one, do their work to the best of their ability, and to, two, do it at an efficient pace. You see them, they come to work, they're messing around on their phone for hours. They're doing one thing or the other for hours while patient care is suffering, while a patient is waiting. Right. So sometimes you see a patient could have gone home in the afternoon. Could have gone home in the morning, but that patient is going home in the afternoon just because of some aloof doctor or some aloof nurse or some aloof allied healthcare professional. Right. Because they are at work, but they are not available. They're not available. So what's the central principle I'm trying to get at today? The central principle I'm trying to get at today is this. Whatever responsibility you've been given, be available for that responsibility. Jesus Christ, when he came on this earth, he said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. He was available. He was available to his disciples. Look at the many sermons. Many of the sermons of Jesus, they were not necessarily to large crowds. They were literally just to his disciples. He taught them. He invested in their lives. He invested in their lives. Again, many people in this world we live in today are not willing to take any kind of responsibility. No kind of responsibility. People just want the easy way out. The easy way out involves making you have a responsibility, but you're not available. You do not avail yourself of that responsibility. You do not avail yourself of that responsibility. So again, I would really encourage you today, if you're in that kind of situation, try to make a change. Try to make a change. Be a good leader. Be an available leader. In your marriage, be an available leader. In your role as a parent, be an available leader. That responsibility that you've been given, be there, be present, be present. Let me tell you this, even in church, when you come to church, your responsibility is that you want to fellowship with God. Be available. I can't tell you how many times people come to church, they're sitting there, but they're not available. I've made this mistake, and I'm telling you this, even in church to this present day, sometimes my mind does wander away. But what's the point of being in church? You're twiddling around on your phone, you're chatting. You are being lost in thoughts, thinking of one thing or the other. You're kind of wasting your time. You're not being available. You're there, but you're not fully taking responsibility. You're there, but you're literally not fully taking responsibility. Again, you're pretty much kind of wasting your time in those circumstances. So honestly, I will really encourage you to keep in mind, be available for your responsibilities. Jesus Christ was available for his responsibilities. He knew that he was the Son of God. He knew that his job was to die for us, to save us from our sin. He did not shy away from those responsibilities. And let me tell you this, even to this day, God is available to us. The Bible says that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So that means God says, this responsibility I have, I'm not going to take it on seriously. I'm going to be serious with it. I'm going to be available for it. Right? He's still there for us. The Bible says nothing can separate us from his love. So even if we may be screwing up and whatnot, but God is like, I love this person. It's not my desire that this person should perish, but that they come and know me, that they come to repentance. So if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to take that step today. God cares about you. God wants to make himself available to you. God wants to make himself available to you. But for God to be available to you, you need to accept the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ, on the cross to save you from your sins. So if you want to accept Jesus Christ this morning as your Lord and personal Savior, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. Purify me of all my sins. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to honor you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So for those that have just surrendered their lives to Christ, I wish you congratulations. I'm going to pray for you now. Father, I pray for those that have just given their lives to you. Giving one's life to Christ is a responsibility. Lord, give them the grace to be available for this responsibility. Give them the grace not to shrink back from their responsibilities. And Father, for all of us listening to this podcast, including myself, give us the grace to be available for the responsibilities you have called us for. Give us the grace not to be those kinds of people that just shy away, that pull back. Your word says that any man having laid his hand to the plow, that turns back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Give us the grace not to withdraw. Give us the grace to be available, to do everything you have put in our hands as unto the Lord with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Most High God. Thank you, Covenant-keeping God. We commit this weekend into your hands. We ask that you give us the grace to pray Jesus everywhere we go, with our character, with our words, with our thoughts, with everything. For in Jesus' mighty name, amen. So congratulations to those that gave their lives to Christ. I will encourage you to do three things. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It is titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you things you can do so you can grow your walk with God. Number two, Find a Bible translation you understand. Many people easily understand the New Living Translation. Read it. Meditate on it. Write down action steps and do those action steps. You'll see things get better in your life. And make it a daily, consistent habit. And then number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. Find a place where the true, pure, undiluted word of God is preached. Okay? That's a place you want to be. Find a Bible-believing church. Find a Bible-believing church. Find a Bible-believing church. As you find that place, because again, many places call themselves churches, but they preach things that are completely contrary to the will of God. They follow all these new age ideas of the world that are not in line with scripture. That's not a place you want to be. Find a Bible-believing church, a place where the true, undiluted word of God is preached. And as you do these things, again, your life will take a turn for the better. So by the grace of God, I'll see you in episode 200. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. Bye for now. Shalom.